Every book in the closet was a special memory, and they all meant the world to her. To her left, she glanced at Shanna, which had started her addiction to romance novels, The Wolfling, which had introduced her to science fiction, and her prized Bimbos of the Death Sun, which had been her very first mystery novel. Her father and mother's old novels were in here, too, as well as three copies of the textbooks her father had written before she was born. This was her special sanctuary, and Julian was the first person, other than her parents, she had ever let inside it. "You've been collecting books for quite some time," Julian said as he glanced around the crowded shelves. She nodded. "They were my best friends growing up. I think the love of reading is probably the greatest gift my parents ever gave me." She held up Peter Pan. "This one was my father's when he was a boy. It's my most prized possession." She put it back on a shelf and picked up a copy of Black Beauty. "This was the one my mother read over and over to me." Grace gave him a quick tour of her books. "The Outsiders," she breathed reverently. "This was my favorite book in junior high school. Oh, and this one, Can You Sue Your Parents for Malpractice?" Julian laughed. "I can tell how much they mean to you. Your entire face is glowing." Something in his eyes made her think that he was contemplating a way he could make her glow as well. Swallowing at the thought, she turned and rummaged through the shelf on her right where she kept her classics, while Julian looked at the books to her left. "How about this one?" he asked, handing her one of her historical romance novels. Grace laughed nervously at the half-dressed couple entwined on the cover. "Oh, I don't think so." He looked at the cover with one highly arched brow. "Okay," she said, taking it from his hand. "You've discovered my guilty secret. I'm an awful addict when it comes to historical romances, but the last thing you need is for me to read a steamy love scene out loud, thank you very much." His gaze focused on her lips. "I would rather create a steamy love scene," he breathed, moving to stand in front of her. Grace trembled. With her back to the bookshelf, she couldn't retreat. He braced an arm above her head as he pressed his body against her, then lowered his mouth to hers. Closing her eyes, all she could taste or smell was Julian. He surrounded her in a most disturbing way. For once, he kept his hands to himself and touched only her lips with his. It didn't matter. Her head still swam. How could his wife ever have chosen another man over Julian? How could any woman in her right mind not want this man? He was heaven. Julian deepened his kiss, exploring her mouth with his tongue. She felt his heart pounding as he pressed her back, felt his muscles flexing all around her. Never before had she been so aware of another human being. He set her on edge, made her feel sensations she'd never known existed. He pulled back and pressed his cheek against hers. His breath stirred her hair and sent chills all over her. "I want to be inside you so badly, Grace," he whispered. "I want to feel your legs wrapped around me, feel your breasts against my chest, hear you moaning as I make slow, sweet love to you. I want your smell on my body, your breath on my skin." His entire body went rigid before he pushed himself away from her.